WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm TV critic David Bean Cooley. Just as there was a swirl of protests surrounding the Florida vote in the 2000 presidential election, protests have surfaced about some of the scenes and portrayals included in HBO's new made-for-TV movie about that election, Recount, which premieres Sunday. Some of the Democrats who fought for Al Gore say they're portrayed as wimps, that certain things in the movie never were said, and that certain scenes depicted just didn't happen. Republicans, by and large, are more pleased by their portrayals in Recount. But they, too, agree that some Democrats come off as ineffectual and that a lot of scenes and lines of dialogue are wholly fictional. Gasp. Really? One thing I find really amusing about the minor controversy surrounding Recount, the HBO movie, not the actual election, is that even in a drama whose point is to show how easily history can be affected and even manipulated, it comes as a shock to some people that Hollywood plays by the same street-fighting rules. Anyone who comes to a fact-based drama, whether on TV or film, expecting to be told the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, simply expects too much. Characters are composited. Scenes are invented. And while I firmly believe that the closer you get to the actual truth, the more interesting things really are, filmmakers rarely work by that same standard. That's why, to me, the most involving and memorable sequences in Recount are ones closest to real life. To demonstrate the chaos of election night, screenwriter Danny Strong lets the TV network anchors do the talking. A montage of actual clips from that very long evening make the point perfectly, including NBC's Tom Brokaw calling Florida for Gore, then putting the state back in the too-close-to-call column. "What the networks giveth," Brokaw says sheepishly, "the networks taketh away." Later in the movie, when Bush v. Gore reaches the Supreme Court, representatives for the candidates argue their respective cases, and we hear whole chunks from actual court transcripts. These, too, are fascinating. The rest of Recount, though, takes an inarguably compelling story and doesn't do quite enough with it. It comes close and has a fine cast, led by Kevin Spacey as Gore's former chief of staff, Ron Klain. He and Laura Dern, as Florida Secretary of State Katherine Harris, are the most fun to watch. And the toughest guy in the fight, according to this account, turns out to be George W. Bush's point man, James Baker III. He's portrayed by Tom Wilkinson, who just played Benjamin Franklin in another HBO fact-based political drama, John Adams. The comparison is not only convenient, it's delicious. Both Franklin and Baker embrace the law, but when Wilkinson as Baker does it, it's to thank his staff for using it to stave off a recount.
"People are going to say all kinds of things about this election. That it was down to 154 votes, that Bush's brother was the governor, that the U.S. Supreme Court gave it to us. But I want you to remember that we won every single recount. Never once did we trail Gore. And who knows how many votes we lost when the networks called Florida for Gore before all the polls were closed on election night. But more important than all that is that the system worked. There were no tanks on the streets. This peaceful transfer of power in the most emotional and trying of times is a testament to the strength of the Constitution and to our faith in the rule of law."
Dennis Leary, Bob Balaban, and Ed Begley Jr. are other talented actors with meaty roles here. The candidates themselves are heard but not seen, except in news clips. This is a story about the staffers fighting for their guys. Recount moves quickly and tells a story that's so amazing it doesn't need embellishment. Yet screenwriter Strong does embellish. There's a tacked-on scene at the end, for example, in which James Baker and Ron Klain meet, by coincidence, on the airport tarmac as they're about to board separate private planes. It smells like a scene contrived to get the two main adversaries to share at least one moment together. And that's exactly what it is. Contrived. It never happened. But this is a first-time writing effort for Danny Strong, who's more familiar as a young character actor. He was on Gilmore Girls for a while, as Doyle, and appeared on Buffy the Vampire Slayer as Jonathan, the shortest of the nerds who banded together against her. While Recount is enjoyable, it's not exceptional. It's certainly no Barbarians at the Gate, the HBO movie that remains the gold standard for this particular genre. That one, starring James Garner, was about the attempted takeover of a tobacco company, and was brilliant. Then again, it was written by Larry Gelbart, who isn't exactly a novice screenwriter. Recount throws you right back into that world of undervotes and hanging chads, and will teach you a thing or two, including that the correct plural of chad is chad. Just don't accept everything in Recount as gospel and enjoy the ride. If you can agree to that, then I have no problem giving Recount my vote.